Imagine waking up to a 6-week network shutdown that eliminates all email access. Panic-inducing nightmare or unexpected blessing? When this happened to Obama's Director of Innovation, Nish Acharya, during what he called Dark Tuesday, something surprising occurred. After the initial shock, his work actually improved. Without constant email distractions, he held more meaningful meetings and found precious white space for deeper thinking that yielded breakthrough ideas. This paradox sits at the heart of Cal Newport's revolutionary thesis. Email didn't save knowledge work, it transformed it into something fundamentally broken. The average worker now sends and receives 126 business emails daily, one every 4 minutes. We check communication tools every 6 minutes on average, with some checking inboxes over 400 times daily. This has created what Newport calls the hyperactive hive mind, a workflow centered around ongoing conversation fueled by unstructured messages delivered through digital tools. The hyperactive hive mind isn't obviously flawed. It's simple, adaptive, and allows for quick coordination. But it's spectacularly ineffective due to our psychology. Constant switching between work and communication about work induces heavy mental costs, reducing cognitive performance and creating exhaustion. Our social brain circuits perceive unread messages as neglected social obligations, generating persistent anxiety. We've mistaken frenetic communication for actual work. Gloria Mark observed a stark contrast between work cultures in Germany, where deep focus with proper breaks was valued, and UC Irvine, where colleagues worked with constantly fragmented attention. Her pioneering 2004 study revealed knowledge workers shifted attention every 3 minutes. As email became ubiquitous, desk work increased while scheduled meetings decreased, creating a fractured rhythm of frequent inbox checks. Despite appearing efficient, our brains cannot truly parallel process information. When juggling multiple electronic conversations alongside primary tasks, our prefrontal cortex must constantly switch between different networks, depleting cognitive resources. Arthur Jurcil documented this effect as early as 1927, showing how alternating between simple tasks significantly slowed completion times. Sophie Leroy identified attention residue as the culprit. When switching tasks without proper closure, the previous task continues occupying mental resources, degrading performance. This explains why the hyperactive hive mind workflow leaves us exhausted yet unproductive. The hyperactive hive mind workflow doesn't just reduce productivity, it makes us miserable. France's 2017 Right to Disconnect law requires companies with 50-plus employees to limit after-hours email to reduce burnout, with research showing higher stress during increased email use. When Harvard researcher Leslie Perlow introduced predictable time off from electronic communication at Boston Consulting Group, both consultant satisfaction and effectiveness improved significantly. Newport's survey of 1,500 readers revealed emotionally charged responses to email, with terms like frustrating, anxiety, and depressed, a misery affecting over 230 million knowledge workers worldwide. The Mbenjine Bayaka hunter-gatherer tribes demonstrate how our brains evolve to prioritize social connections, with research showing that tracking social interactions accurately predicted reproductive success among mothers. This reveals our hardwired drive to treat socializing with great psychological urgency. Psychologist Matthew Liberman explains that our social networks connect to our pain systems. The hyperactive hive mind workflow creates persistent anxiety through unmanageable message volumes, while text-based communication frustrates our social instincts that rely on unconscious ancient primate signaling mechanisms during collaboration. Email dramatically reduces the effort needed to ask questions or delegate tasks, creating a perpetual state of overload. When the friction of making requests disappeared, the number of asks spiraled out of control. Many knowledge workers now wake in a panic about their workload, worried their lives are lost in this frantic flotsam of daily stuff. This busyness epidemic coincided with email's workplace adoption. In Gloria Mark's experiment, adding friction reduced requests. A boss stopped assigning extra tasks when he had to walk down the hall instead of sending an email. When IBM deployed internal email in the early 1980s, the system crashed within days, experiencing 5 to 6 times more traffic than Adrian Stone had estimated. People weren't just sending more messages, they were CCing multiple recipients, transforming simple exchanges into sprawling threads. This increase wasn't planned by management or welcomed by employees, suggesting that technology itself drove this behavior change. Henry Ford revolutionized manufacturing by replacing chaotic production with a precisely engineered assembly line, showing that how capital is deployed matters as much as its quantity. Newport argues that in knowledge work, human attention is our primary capital. The attention capital principle states that the deployment of this cognitive resource dramatically impacts organizational performance. Like Ford, we can transform knowledge work through systems that maximize cognitive output. Marketing entrepreneur Devesh exemplifies this by transforming his company's workflow from email-centered to Trello boards with categories like research and notes, backlog, and active columns. Each card contains descriptions, updates, comments, and deadlines. Employees now rotate through project boards instead of being driven by inboxes, checking email only once or twice daily. This structure promotes single tasking as workers see only information relevant to their current project. The transformation reduced Devesh's email load to just 8 threads and 44 messages monthly, a godsend in his words. Task boards have transformed knowledge work organization. Alex's healthcare data team uses a chalkboard with columns plan, ready, blocked, work, done, and note cards tracking projects. Leaders meet daily at the big board to discuss progress, avoiding email distractions. This approach evolved from hospital ER tracking systems and early industrial management, refined through agile software development. Task boards, physical or digital, provide visual organization that leverages our natural planning instincts. Claude Shannon's 1948 information theory demonstrated that more complex communication rules can reduce information needed for interactions. In workplaces, establishing coordination protocols up front decreases ongoing collaboration effort. Office hours offer a structured alternative to constant interruptions. Software company Basecamp implemented this approach where experts publish specific availability times for questions, balancing consultation benefits with the cognitive costs of interruption. The specialization principle demonstrates that focused attention on specialized skills creates far more value than scattered effort. Extreme programming teams prove this. Small XP teams accomplish what requires 4-5 times more workers on non-agile teams. Neil Postman observed that technological change is not additive, it is ecological. A new medium does not add something, it changes everything. This explains our conflicted relationship with email, appreciating its advantages while feeling overwhelmed by our inboxes. Peter Drucker noted that knowledge worker productivity remains largely unoptimized, comparable to manual labor in 1900. Escaping the hyperactive hive mind could potentially add hundreds of billions to GDP. It's short-sighted to assume workflows hastily assembled after technological breakthroughs are optimal. The true Luddites are those clinging to the hyperactive hive mind, refusing to improve how we work. Understanding our frustrations with knowledge work can make it not just more productive, but more fulfilling. Your inbox isn't merely a tool, it's a trap that has rewired your brain and work patterns. The question isn't whether you can afford to escape the hyperactive hive mind, but whether you can afford not to.